Time to talk food and other delights. Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine joining us for Shut Up and Eat. Hello, Joe. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm good. I've been doing a lot of media stuff this week. I'm a little worn out, so after this, I'm going to go drink beer and eat sushi for a while.
That sounds like a pretty good plan. Well, a lot of people feel the need to do that after they get through with us. I don't know what it is. Well, you were a media superstar this week. My goodness gracious. Cover boy, Down East Magazine, your search for the great burger, right there on the cover. It arrived in my mailbox the other day. I was so excited.
Yeah, because actually I mentioned the show in both on 207 last night and on the Facebook Live today.
We appreciate it.
Shut up and eat. Yeah, because our listeners helped us out.
Darn right. That was fun. And I'll tell you what, I've got a lengthy list now of places to go. You found some good ones out there.
Yeah. I mean, I went from, like I said, you know, Allagash to Kittery, you know, all the way west, all the way east. I just wanted to cover the whole state. I also knew that by doing the 30, it leaves the discussion open, too, because I'm sure there's 300 Grey Burgers in Maine. But, you know.
Yeah, but I like, and we talked about it, I like that it wasn't the best burger. It was, here are a lot of really fantastic burgers you ought to get out there and try.
Absolutely. It's like, yeah, you can't put a fast food style burger up against, you know, like a burger with foie gras on it. You know, it's a totally different monster. And they're both delicious in their own way, you know?
Now, I also saw, Carrie and I have been talking about this for 2 hours now, that dark chocolate sea salt bagel that you posted a picture of.
Boy. Yeah, the Purple House in North Yarmouth. I know a lot of our listeners are up north, but if you make it down, it's only open from Wednesday to Saturday. They had been closed for the summer, and they just reopened about 2 weeks ago. The bagels are insane. The pastries are insane. They have really great coffee.
Who closes for the summer in Maine?
Well, it's kind of complicated because she has another restaurant. She owns like a lake, like this little, on Sabbath Day Lake. It's like a beach in a little snack restaurant thing. And so she was going to have to choose one of them because she couldn't staff them, because she couldn't find anybody good, because good help is hard to find these days. And so she chose one to close. I was surprised she chose the Purple House as well, because it was just starting to get a lot of press. But all I care about is it's reopened now, because that's all that matters.
Well, yeah, there's no question about that. Now, tell us a little bit about this. I watched it today. Tell me about your video endeavor here, The Diaries of Chef Todd.
Yeah, Chef Todd, he's the voice for our generation, you know? he's my mouthpiece. Anytime I get frustrated about anything in the culinary world, it's been a written thing for a while. I had about 14 entries on my website on joericchio.net. And I just decided, I was like, you know, why don't I just record, you know, like make this a video thing? So I custom ordered a chef coat with Chef Todd's name and his signature gold star on it, and kind of went to town. So I literally have, you know, 1,000 of these episodes in my head. It might have to be another segment we do, you and I.
I like it. I like it a lot. When Chef Todd is, he's a confident. Is that safe to say?
He's a what?
Is he confident with what he does?
Yes, he is. He knows he's the best. There's no doubt about it. And he's a combination of every awful chef I've ever worked with in my restaurant career.
That's what I thought. That was what I assumed. I didn't want to come right out and say it, so I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Yes, he is a combination of the people you'll find in restaurants and all their worst traits. And that's why I'm so excited to portray him, you know?
I love it.
I've been trying to figure out a way to, you know, explain these things for a while, but it's hard to cover everybody with one character, you know?
And tell us about the Facebook Live thing you did.
Yeah, that was today. So Woodford F&B, that was the continuation of our Down East burger coverage we've been doing all week. And I'd never done really a Facebook Live thing before. People can kind of write in questions while you're filming. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And I got to eat some burgers, so that's always good.
That's a win-win right there.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, definitely check out on on Down East Facebook page or live today. Thought it went well.
Yeah, what I saw looked great. It was fantastic.
Nice.
Now,
lots of press this week, Rick. Lots of press.
I like that a lot. So now you're done. You finished with us. It's like the last thing on the checklist. And so now the good part begins. The weekend is here, and it's beer and sushi for Joe.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it has to be.
All right. You enjoy, my friend. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Have a great week.
That is Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine. and occasionally Chef Todd, Shut Up and Eat every Friday here on Downtown.